Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin Bowling. So glad that you have joined us on the broadcast today. Today is our Worldview Wednesday edition of the program, and we're going to look at a couple of issues. First up, we're going to talk with J.C. Derrick about President Obama and his vow to enact immigration reform without Congress. He's just not getting the message here, I don't think, after just receiving discouraging news for him, anyways, discouraging news from the Supreme Court about his overreach of his executive powers after being informed that House Speaker John Boehner was going to sue Obama for his abuse of powers. In light of all these things, what does the president go out and do? He goes out and then overreaches with his executive power and announces that he's going to go ahead and act on immigration. We're going to talk about that on the first half of the program today, and we're going to do so with J.C. Derrick from World Magazine in just a moment. Second half of the program, we're going to look at Facebook, which is not completely separate from that first story, because Mark Zuckerberg, of course, the CEO of Facebook, is someone who is very much involved in the push for amnesty and the welcoming of the illegal immigrants at the border and so forth, is really working hard to bring that about. Well, he's got another controversy of his own that is taking place. And that controversy deals with the fact that they have been doing some behavior modification and some manipulation of some of the 700,000 Facebook users. Turns out that we're kind of all lab rats now, because there has been an experiment taking place on Facebook that you probably don't even know about, but they were tweaking your news feed in order to see if they can make you act more positively or negatively based upon what you see in your news feed, what you see specifically from your friends on Facebook. And there's a new item associated with this that I just found out this morning. The Pentagon was involved in paying for that psychology, that experiment that was taking place. And they were looking at it as a tool for civil unrest. So the plot thickens. We'll talk with Eric Schieffer, I think it is, or Schieffer. He's the chairman and CEO of Patriarch Equity and also of DigitalMarketing.com. We'll speak with him on the second half of the broadcast today. First up, J.C. Derrick from World Magazine. He's got a news item out there, just posted it yesterday in the Daily Dispatches segment. It says Obama vows to enact immigration reform without Congress. And here to talk us through that our article today is J.C. Derrick. J.C., welcome back to the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
Hey, Pastor Kevin. It's great to be here.
Well, tell us what's going on. What took place and what did you write about on this issue?
Well, really, not much has taken place yet. President Obama has requested $2 billion from Congress to address some of the ongoing issues with on the border currently, with the influx of child migrants. And we can get back to that issue. But right now, basically, he just said that he's going to fix, quote, fix as much as he can by himself of the immigration system, because Congress is not doing anything. And I think certainly there's an immigration story here, but I think the bigger issue is the executive overreach. And so that's why a chunk of my story there was devoted to that issue, because the timing of this is just pretty jaw-dropping, given that on Monday, a major portion of Obamacare was Supreme Court, with the Hobby Lobby case, of course, saying that the government can't compel people with religious convictions to buy abortion-inducing drugs for their employees. But then also last week, which you alluded to at the beginning, off the top of the program, last week the Supreme Court unanimously, this is with four very liberal justices, the court unanimously ruled that some of President Obama's so-called recess appointments, and I say so-called because he claimed that the Senate was in recess when they actually weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they went home for the weekend, and President Obama said, "Oh, that qualifies as recess," and so he nominated several people to the National Labor Relations Board, and it's taken something like a year and a half, 2 years to make it all the way up to the Supreme Court. But they did uphold the appeals court ruling, which is that President Obama did overstep his authority, his executive authority in making appointments, and they were in fact illegal. And that is not the first time. I mean, it's in such a partisan world that we live in, and country that we live in, and unfortunately, that often extends to the Supreme Court, with things like even the Hobby Lobby decision being a 5-4 decision. But even with all of that, all nine justices agreed that this was an illegal executive action, and
mm-hmm.
At least the 12th time that the Supreme Court has told President Obama, has ruled unanimously that President Obama did something illegal that he claimed he had the power to do as president. And Josh Earnest, the leader acting press secretary right now for the president, says, "Well, the constitutional lawyer in the White House disagrees."
Yeah.
Well, he can disagree all he likes, but when nine Supreme Court justices are all on the same page, I think you can take it to the bank that they got the decision right.
Well, what a statement to make. Not only do we see that he has been voted against 12 times unanimously ruled that he has overstepped his authority, but then to say that this person is supposed to be a constitutional lawyer and doesn't seem to get how this relates to the Constitution, that only makes it even more disturbing, I think, that why is he trying to do these things which are so blatantly and obviously unconstitutional that they're unanimously voted on by the Supreme Court and obviously in the court of public opinion. It really feeds into this whole conservative story that Obama thinks of himself more as a king, that he feels that, everybody should just listen to what he says, and he doesn't really like the Constitution, and he's trying to find ways around the Constitution, all of these things. It really feeds into that whole narrative, doesn't it?
It does. And while he wouldn't necessarily ever come out and call himself a king, he does seem to act that way in so many circumstances. And recently I heard there's a prominent law professor at George Washington University here in Washington, D.C., and he's frequently on talk, radio and TV programs, and he's a liberal, and he supports most of President Obama's initiatives, and most of his agenda is this guy that likes, and yet he said, whether it's Bo Bergdahl, saying that the president clearly violated the law and the way that he handled that prisoner exchange to releasing five members of the Taliban from Guantanamo Bay in exchange for really anybody, but in this case, what it looks like was a deserter in the low-level ranks of the military. But then, most recently, some of these other issues that have come up, and he said, this law professor said, President Obama is exactly the kind of president that the framers were trying to guard against in the way they wrote the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he seems to be from both the right and the left. He seems to be taking shots about his lack of understanding as to what is constitutional and what is not constitutional. A couple of these rulings that you made reference to with Hobby Lobby and that as well. Hobby Lobby the other day, a lot of people may not realize that one of the statutes that they were standing upon in order to make their case was the Religious Liberty Reform Act that was signed into law by President Clinton in 1993. And there was virtually no opposition to it, both Republican and Democrat. I think there was three people or something that voted against it going forward. So it had huge bipartisan support signed by, you know, a liberal Democrat President Bill Clinton into law. And they find themselves then arguing against that before the Supreme Court. I just found it was astounding that it even was a 5-4 decision, because basically there was already a law telling Hobby Lobby and the other plaintiffs that there was a precedent for them to be able to do what they wanted to do, not provide certain certain drugs there because of their religious beliefs. And so I thought that I don't even know what we're doing at this point, and he should have known better that it was going to end up for a loss for him as well. The other case, too, was just astounding, the case dealing with unions, because what a lot of people don't realize is the actual case that was brought up was a woman who was at home taking care of her own child at home. As a home health care professional, she was then taking care of her own child in her own home, and the SEIU, the service union, wanted her to pay dues for taking care of her own child in her own home. And the Supreme Court, again, 5-4, which again is just scary and astounding that it even came to that, but to then be trying to exact dues from a mother taking care of her child at home, I mean, talk about overreach. These things are astounding.
They are. And I think for people to need to realize that, like you said, I think the five to several of these are 5-4 decisions. It's just a razor-thin margin,
yes,
between what we would consider common sense and upholding the law and just really just some alarming decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you mentioned what the Obama administration was arguing against was the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which it not only signed into law by a Democratic president, Bill Clinton, who is no conservative, but it was also voted on in the Senate and passed 97-3. So this isn't some controversial law, but I think it's worth noting that over the years there's been this morph, and the Democratic Party has, used to be the party of human rights and standing up for religious freedom around the world and these types of things, and there's really been a major shift,
yes,
among a lot of Democrats that have just, if you think about cases like Saeed Abedini over in Iran and Maryam Ibrahim in Sudan, and the administration and the State Department barely even notices. It's like it's not even a big deal to them that American citizens are imprisoned and tortured and sentenced to death for their Christian faith.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And now, you mentioned before that the actual item that was shot down by the Supreme Court related to the overreach by President Obama related to the National Labor Relations Board appointments that he made, that had a direct impact here upon the state of South Carolina. I don't know if the local listeners here remember that, but Boeing was moving into the state of South Carolina, and one of the reasons was that it was a right-to-work state, and that they had received so much pressure in some of the other areas from the unions and so forth that they had decided to build a plant here. Well, the Obama administration, catering to the unions, went after Boeing and tried to punish them with the National Labor Relations Board, tried to punish them and force them to not be able to open the plant here in the state of South Carolina and force them to open the plant elsewhere. And so they, I can't remember exactly what they did. I think they sued them or went after them in some way to try to prevent that. And what eventually ended up happening, especially as a result of those that he had appointed to the board, is they Boeing had to make some sort of concession to the NLRB and to the unions in order to be able to actually build the plant here in South Carolina. So this overreach again, and now I guess a lot of those appointments and the decisions that those appointees made are all up in the air now, hundreds of them, as a result of putting people into place when they, you know, inappropriately, in fact, unlawfully. So so all of those decisions have to be looked at again. But that's what he was doing with it. And this is the pattern, you know, from a political standpoint, this is what we need to keep pointing to. This is what this president is like. He doesn't seem to like the American system. We have three branches of government, and they're designed to keep each other, their checks and balances on the overreach of each other. And this president doesn't particularly like that. And when he came out the other day in this press conference now and saying that he doesn't like what the Congress is doing about immigration and therefore he's going to do it on his own, here's another egregious example of him not bypassing the American system. Yep, I think we lost you. We're just going to let you go. Let me read some of JC's article as we go on here. He says this: most polls indicate the majority of Americans support immigration reform, including a possible path through legal status for 11 million illegal immigrants already in the country. And I'll say this about this Gallup poll and what the poll says about most Americans saying that they support this. It depends how you ask the question. And if the question is asked, you know, do you think something should be done about immigration? Yeah, people say, yes, I do. If you call that immigration reform and you imply that you're talking about securing the border and so forth, you're going to get a lot of people that are going to say, yes, that's something that I believe in. What we've learned over the years is basically when they use the term immigration reform, it's simply a euphemism for amnesty. My question always is when we talk about the idea of immigration reform is, and when you hear so many different people say that the immigration system is broken, my question is, what is actually broken about it? You know, there's hundreds of thousands of people that have been brought through the legal immigration system in this country just last year. So hundreds of thousands of people have been processed legally and brought into the country. We've from all over the world, we've accepted immigrants to come to this country. We understand that America is a melting pot of individuals from all across the world. We understand that that's the makeup of America. That's in the very DNA and fiber of who we are. We are not anti-immigration. What we are anti is illegal immigration. And the illegal immigration, we're anti for a number of reasons. One, we're a nation of laws, and we believe that the laws are not just, you know, willy-nilly put in place that have no purposes whatsoever, that there are very good reasons for these laws that are put in place, especially dealing with immigration. We need to know who is coming across the border. We need to have some sort of information about these individuals. For instance, a couple of things that are taking place right now is we find that the cartels are taking advantage of the open border, basically, that we have right now, and the thousands upon thousands of people that are streaming across the border with the support of the U.S. government, by the way. And so the cartels are taking advantage of that, so more drugs are flowing into the United States. We don't have a real good way of checking, doing any sort of a background check on the people that are coming through because the system is swamped And they're doing the processing in just 72 hours, if there's any processing taking place at all in many of these cases. The third thing that we have taking place is we have no way of checking the health situation of the individuals that are flowing over the border. So what are we finding now? We're finding now that there are high rates of other diseases that we had eradicated within the states. We now find that these things are on the rise. And so there's a number of doctors that are down there, some of them just working as volunteers, but a lot of doctors are down there, and they're warning, issuing health warnings about the type of diseases that they're seeing coming across the border. And obviously, that's not to disparage the people that have the diseases and these types of things. It's just to point to the idea that without the adequate system in place, being making them go through the legal system that we already have. We already have a system in place. We don't have a broken immigration system. We have a broken enforcement segment of the immigration system. That's the only part that's broken. The U.S. government under the Obama administration is refusing to enforce the immigration laws that are currently upon the books. That's what we have. And so the doctors now, when they issue these health warnings from the increase of the diseases that they're seeing come across the border, they are now being threatened with arrest because of making these things known to the American people. And so they're being told, you know, you don't give out any information about the types of things that are taking place. One of the border agents just yesterday was quoted as saying that 70% of the Border Patrol is currently caring for unaccompanied minors. Now, why are the minors coming all of a sudden? Everybody's been wondering that. Well, they're coming as a result of the Obama's policy. He publicly talked about and reestablished a policy that basically said that if minors come to this country, unaccompanied minors, they would not be turned away at the border. That statement was literally posted in the newspapers in some of the South American and Central American countries, literally posted in the newspapers. And so people read that, and they basically sent their kids, go to America, you will be allowed in. That's what this whole increase is about. It's all a result of the President Obama's policies that has caused this huge problem now at the border. What they're trying to do is create a crisis and then do two things with this crisis. One is use it as an impetus to say that we must pass immigration reform, read amnesty. Basically, we'll have an open border system, which some people are saying now will cause us to very quickly devolve into a third world nation. We'll just be the systems in America, the economic system, the healthcare system, they will just be overwhelmed. We won't be able to take care of what we have, and the system will just crumble, and it will throw us into a third world status with this open border system. So they're trying to do that. You remember what they said, right? Don't waste a crisis. So what Obama has done is he has created a crisis that he then is saying, now he announces the other day, well, I'm going to have to fix this crisis that was created. Well, you created it. You're the one who did this. He's also, his second plan here is this. He is wants to spin it to say that it's the Republicans' fault. Now, let me tell you this. The Republicans are at fault mostly for going along with his policy and not having a backbone enough to stand up and to expose and oppose what he has been doing. I agree with him on that point. But other than that, this is Obama's doing. He was frustrated that mostly the conservatives, the few conservatives that are left in the Congress, have stopped immigration reform from going forward, especially with the remover of Cantor most recently. That was a huge win. And he's so frustrated with that, now he's willing again to go around our system and to force this upon the American people. You know, they kept saying that fences wouldn't work. You know, well, we can put a fence up at the border, but it doesn't work. Krauthammer yesterday had a really good comment. He said, if fences don't work, why is there a fence around the White House? You know, the fence isn't an end-all, be-all solution. It's one level of the security. Let's put the fence up. Let's put the military on the border. Let's put the National Guard down there, whoever we've got to do, the state guards down there. Let's secure the border. This can be done. It can be done today. This is not a huge, something that we can't accomplish as the American people. It can be done. There just is not a willingness to do it on the part of the Obama administration. You can check out JC's article about Obama just in his overreach out in World Magazine. That's www.worldmag.com. His article was entitled Obama Vows to Enact Immigration Reform Without Congress. Once again, the overreach of the President of the United States, the executive branch, trying to circumvent the system that we have here in America in order to make our laws and to enforce our laws. That's what we're seeing here once again by the President of the United States. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.